Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Talking just a few minutes ago about this poor guy in California who was rescued, thankfully, luckily.
Yeah, that's not the poor part.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Rescued from the raging rivers of the mudslides and the horrible, probably he didn't have any pants on.
Yeah, that's the unlingering memory is the fact that he was bare butt.
Which leads us to the question, what photo, what film of you do you wish doesn't exist? Hey, is this Ann?
Yes.
You're up first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, basically what happened was me and my friends, it was the beginning of our junior year in college, and we're all excited, so we get so drunk the first Friday, and we're all, like, taking off our clothes and being ignorant in my friend's apartment, and I have this one idiotic friend walking around with a camera, so we're all drunk, we get these bottles, we turn them up, and we start doing this Beyonce dance, and of course there's a clip of me with my boob hanging out. The next week, I show up, and it's on a website, and till this day, I cannot get my friend to take it off. I hate it so much.
Oh, no.
What's the website?
Jeff.
Ew,
what?
Creepy
Uncle
There's
Jeff.
No, but she has this picture. She's like, these are my friends. We have lots of fun, and there it is.
We're violating our listeners.
All right, thanks for the call, Ann. Hey, Tia.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Well, in my senior, the summer before my senior year in high school, we were, three friends and I were going out for a party, and we had a car accident on a stretch of highway in Maryland, and it had been one of those years where everybody that had been in an accident on that road died, and so we had a 5-car pileup. I was ejected from the car and landed in a in between a ditch and the road. Light turned green for the oncoming traffic, and a car ran over my leg, and so skirt and stuff went with it. I mean, I'm fine now, but so there were all this media came, and here I am laying on the ground, and all these pictures were taken, and there was this big article, and showed up, and I was 18 years old, and when I went, that was in August, and school up there starts in September.
Uh-huh.
And when I went back to school in September, my locker was like decoupaged with pictures that had my boob with, you know, the black bar, my butt was hanging out, my thigh was hanging. It was
cause what
one
you
of
said-
those days where you go, I wish I maybe had just died.
Oh, you poor that's
18
so
years old, too. No.
But yeah, for those that missed the story, because you kind of passed right over, but when you said the subsequent car hit you, it took with it your skirt and some of your clothes. So when the camera crew showed up after the accident, you had.
Ass up in the air.
What was still. Boy, oh, you poor thing.
I'm
and what
sorry.
Was still? What was still left on you? Like, what clothes did you have on in the pictures?
Weird, because I went out and I kind of skid on the left side of my, on the right side of my body. So the left side of my shirt, which is like a tank, was still on. Like, the top of the tank top came off of one side of my body. And then on, my underwear were torn off.
So you were half flashing the whole world.
Half naked.
And luckily the TV crew was right there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you're
well,
I'm glad you're good.
Well, they were doing a thing about this inner stretch of road because there weren't enough stoplights there. So there had been 3 accidents.
So that's why the camera crews were there. Okay.
Fatalities, and they were doing a story, and then here we come, like, on our way out to party.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thing.
And your
and I had on clean underwear.
And
and then they went and got ripped off.
Yeah, the good one's gone. Yeah, and shame on your friends. Like, if this was, was this in Atlanta or was it?
Oh,
no, you
gone.
Said this was. Yeah, she said it was in Maryland or something, didn't she?
Yeah.
That,
18
mean,
years old too.
And high school. Now, come on. Now you got some sense, even at 18, to not put a decoupage of these pictures on her locker.
Poor thing.
Will somebody tell me what that is?
Decoupage.
A collage.
Yeah.
A barrage.
Why don't you just say
decoupage. Sounds like an ad.
So anything that ends in age is just a bunch of pictures glued together?
It's just chaos.
Garage.
It's a chaos of pictures.
Hey, Lil.
Hi.
Hey, what decoupage do you wish does not exist?
I absolutely am not into crafts, but anyway, this is kind of a story I'm not too proud of. It was about 20 years ago when I was a young, in my 20s, and I was with my then-to-be fiancé, which I'll preface the story. I did not marry the man, but we were at his cousin's wedding, which was in a very small town in the South, and it was kind of the pigs in the blanket kind of, you know, everybody brings something kind of country reception. And
kind of a potluck wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was in my early 20s, and me and one of my cousin's wife-to-be, you know, so the two other fiancés there at the wedding, we were sort of in the background talking about how our wedding was going to be different, and I hope our mother-in-law, you know, sort of keeps out of it and that we can have our own kind of wedding. Well, and, you know, I'm not saying such nice things. Well, while this was going on, they were walking around with the camera and saying, you know, say something nice about the couple and wish them well and all of this kind of stuff. And it wasn't till the next day at the out-of-town brunch where they decided, let's play the wedding and let's play the reception. And it was one of my prouder moments. So it was not too good. So
you're on there talking crap about the mother-in-law, and she's sitting there watching it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, no, that was not the reason that we didn't get married, but, you know, it did not help.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's not earning any points.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the call, though.
It was pretty tacky, and, you know, I actually was more just saying about how my wedding was going to be different and how, you know, and I didn't want the country potluck dinner. I wanted, all the nice things, but the other sister-in-law was saying more, you know, I sort of got off a little bit better because I didn't say something directly about her.
You screwed up.
But I pretty much screwed up. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
That's one of those moments. You just want to melt into the floor.
That's
like, let me just disappear into the floor right now.
My butt would go numb and fall off.
hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, about 8 years ago, I got married and my husband and I decided to make a fun little sex video for his birthday.
Okay.
His 25th birthday. Mm. And so we lose the video. We had borrowed his parents' camera. And we lose the video for about a year. His father was a Southern Baptist preacher.
Oh, God.
So we, a year later, find the video. And I take the video home because it's labeled Tracy's baptism. And I'm thinking I'm taking my baptism video home because his father baptized me at the church. I go home and put it in. It was my baptism, but immediately afterward, it was the sex video.
Oh,
and so his father
God.
Had the video for a year, and his father periodically would watch all of the videos he had, so we know he saw it.
Oh, no. Now, which is grosser?
The fact that you put a sex tape on your baptism?
Or you wonder if he turned the tape off as soon as he saw what it was, or if he kept watching.
Or if Southern Baptist daddy kept watching, just, and then he asked for forgiveness for his sins.
Or that it inspired him to see his wife.
I want to know what you were thinking putting a sex tape on the back end of your baptism.
No, the baptism came afterward.
Oh, so how did that?
But still, how did they get on the same tape?
We accidentally returned the camera to him with the tape in it. Tape in it, and so then later I get baptized, 6 months later or whatever.
You gotta be drunk.
Uses that tape and records on it, not knowing what it is.
How do you forget the tape in the camera?
That's not
really.
You forget.
I mean, really.
Well, you won't do that again. I don't think it was my fault. I think it was my husband's fault.
Of course.
I was 18 years old when I got married, and so it was for my husband's birthday, and I was nervous anyway.
I
blamed him
stupid.
For losing the tape.
Right.
Yeah. is he still your husband?
I'm sorry?
Is he still your husband?
He is.
Okay, well, have fun at the next family reunion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because your father-in-law sent you naked.
Hey,
ew.
Not only naked. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
He knows what
you're getting baptized.
Yes, right.
So to speak. How are you?
Somebody said
I'm pretty good. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead with your story.
All right. Well, me and some friends were drinking one night over at my friend's apartment complex. And when we get drunk, we like to just walk around and we were walking and we saw this car wash, and I looked in my pocket and I found 50 cents. And my friend was like, it's only 50 cents for the vacuum cleaner there. And I was like, all right.
Oh,
he's like, well,
didn't.
I bet you won't stick your junk in it.
Oh, jeez.
So, me being drunk, thinking all right, whatever.
Sounds like a great idea.
That sounds
like it sounded good at the time. I was thinking, I'm going to get some.
Nothing.
And her name is Mrs. Hoover.
So I turn on the vacuum, and my friend pulls out his camera phone. I'm not really paying attention. Takes a couple quick pictures with the camera phone while I'm standing there, holding the vacuum on. And then he decided like to go back and upload all the pictures and put them on like all these websites and tell everybody that it was me. And I think the worst part is that I was wearing a really ugly sweater. And now everyone associates me with this sweater.
Yeah.
And they look right past my whole like penis and vacuum and like straight to this ugly sweater.
Don't so, I know, use a Hoover.
So I know all the guys want to know, so I'll ask it for him. Did it work?
It didn't feel that good.
No.
It didn't feel that bad.
Well, I don't know.
Being drunk, I've had worse.
God bless your honesty.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.